On the phone with me now is City Manager Rory Watt. And Rory, I'm wondering if you are going to submit one about being a city manager in time of pandemic.
You know, Scott, I just might, because it's not quite what I thought I was going to be doing this spring, and I might have a few things to say about it.
Right. It's definitely a lot of transitions for all of us. I appreciate you coming on the show, as you do every day, to give our listeners an update on all things COVID-19 related. I understand we have one more new case to share today.
We do have another case today. So we are up to 17, and we have another case from the Lemon Creek Correctional Center. So that's our fourth. So the cases that we had on Friday, Sunday, Monday, and then this one will be announced formally tomorrow, all from the Lemon Creek Correctional Center. So I think when we spoke on Friday, I voiced concern, and this is proving out a little bit. But it also is evidence that the public health nurses are doing a good job of reaching out to all potential contacts. So up to 17 and another case from the jail.
Thank you. And is this new case from Lemon Creek, is this from an employee or a person who's incarcerated?
So it's an employee. So right now we have no incarcerated persons that have tested positive and four employees. So obviously we're concerned that in the jail environment, that, if we had spread, that's a place where social distancing is difficult to meet. So we are in close communication with public health and corrections on that issue. And I think that's going to be top of our list of things to worry about in the foreseeable future.
All right. What is next on your list of things to think about this week?
Well, I've been trying to think a lot about where are we headed, and how are we going to move forward, and how do we get out of this? And it's not the time. But I've been talking about the face coverings, our cloth face coverings, a lot, and saying that, I see no scenario where having those cloth face coverings isn't part of our normalization process. So where we go forward is top of my list. And I saw that there are two groups of governors that have formed. There's a West Coast coalition and an East Coast coalition. And the news I saw this morning, Washington State, Oregon, and California, the governors are forming a working group. And I'm going to be following that closely because I suspect Alaska's future is going to be tied directly to what their thinking is.
And is this sort of focused on the exit strategy?
I imagine it's going to be on the exit strategy, and Seattle is our portal, and so anything that Washington does has outsized importance to us. And the exit strategy is, everybody in the national arena talks about a relaxing of social distancing, and we're going to be informed by all of that thinking. And I think it's going to take us a while to see what that looks like. So I think we're going to have to pay close attention to that. And, we have a lot in common with Western states with big geographic areas of low population. So we'll have to pay attention. And then, of course, on the East Coast, there's a group of governors as well. And I think their issues are going to be different. So I'm going to pay a lot of attention to what those groups of governors are going to be doing.
Great, and thankfully that we check in with you every day, so as we learn more and as we can start developing strategies that you can share with all of us, please keep those coming.
Yeah, we'll do that. I guess on other municipal events, we're working on the budget pretty hard. We're going to be putting out our budget tool, I think, tomorrow, so you can fill out your budget scheme and that, the MBT, I think you call it, on Friday, the macro budget tool. Mm-hmm. We'll have the finance committee at it, and I imagine there's going to be lots of opinions on that, and that's a good thing. And our economic stabilization team is going to be meeting tomorrow, as is the planning commission. I'm happy to have the planning commission meeting a piece of kind of normal municipal business. And then we've got an assembly meeting tonight where we have a couple of non-COVID things as well.
May I ask what those are?
We do. We've got a bunch of ordinances that we're introducing. So some funding things for capital projects, a piece of land at the hospital, a grant to do some work on some trails. And then we've got some old sections of municipal code that we're updating. A little bit interesting. We have a civil defense code that dates from the 60s, Cold War era, and we're updating that code. It's kind of archaic. It's a little bit surprising that the city manager under the current code is the director of the civil defense organization. So if you think back to the 60s during the Cold War, what we thought was a threat back then, very different than today. So I will no longer be the director of the civil defense organization after the assembly does its work tonight.
Got it. What would you say is the most challenging thing for you and your colleagues at City Hall right now?
I think being able to predict what's going to happen and plan for it. So as local government, I think we're best when we have a good, robust public process and we can lay out options for people and choices, and the assembly can hear from constituents and vote up and down. And, you know, we've gotten away from that, and we're sort of in crisis management. So I think when we can get back to working on community visions and aspirations, it's going to be better for everyone. But that's going to be very tricky until we know what the future living with coronavirus is going to look like and what the new normals are.
Okay. Before we go, I think it might be good to touch on testing. I understand the state of Alaska is lowering the threshold for testing and is encouraging more broad testing. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. So they've lowered the threshold, so we're getting a lot more tests out. I think we've had, last I saw, 566 in Juneau. So as a percentage of our citizens, that's high statewide, and I think that's quite good nationwide. The percentage of positive tests that we've been getting is low, which generally means that we are testing early in the cycle. And I think, that's only improving. The Bartlett did actually get the rapid test machines, and they did get several hundred test kits, so we're going to be able to test faster, and I think that's going to be helpful kind of dealing with finding out whether healthcare workers have been exposed or, in situations where we really need to find out fast because people can't be quarantined. I think the rapid testers are going to be very helpful for us. So I only see testing improving and the standards relaxing.
And for our listeners right now, if somebody is showing some signs or symptoms of possible COVID-19, is 586-6000? I guess one should call their primary doctor first and then call the phone number. Remind us of that.
Yep. So if you have a primary care provider, call your doctor and talk through, and they'll probably refer you to the screening facility that we have. And if they do that, then you'll call 586-6000. Anybody can call that number if you don't have a provider. And the school nurses will walk you through that checklist. And if you have any question, you're just trying to figure out how something works, 211 is a great number as well, and you get that United Way service.
Got it. And again, this may lead to being able to go out to the center, the testing center by the Department of Motor Vehicles to get a test, correct?
Correct. And then you'll go out there and you do a drive-through test. And the whole goal is to not have people showing up unannounced at doctor's office or the emergency room. The whole goal is to do that screening remotely.
All right. So if you have any questions, again, that's 586-6000. All right, City Manager Watt, we're just about out of time today. Anything else you would like to share?
Nope. Just going to remind you to wash your hands, take care of yourself, and take care of our community.
All right. Thanks for being on the show today.
All right. Thank you, Scott.